The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again spoke in reply to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their cities. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out therefore to the main roads and invite to the feast whoever you find.' The servants went out to the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to meet the guests, he saw a man there, not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you have come here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth.' Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord.
My brother's getting married in October. I've shared this with you before, and by far the biggest stress has been who's getting invited and who's not. And of course, every family member has an opinion, including myself. You know, and I just smile because I'm the one doing the wedding. I'm thinking, why are you inviting that cousin? They don't even talk to us, right? Family drama, family issues. But all joking aside, the good news for us is Jesus is inviting all of us to be with him one day in heaven. That's the good news for us. He sends the invitation out to all of us each and every day. Because he loves us so much, he wants us to be with him forever in heaven. But we also need to respond to that invitation here on earth by being good, holy disciples, by bringing the kingdom of Christ alive each and every day. And that's why you're here every day, to be fed by the Eucharist. So after the Mass is over, you can go and bring the good news of Jesus to one another. And he's inviting you today to follow him to heaven. Through kindness, through patience, through perseverance, through trust, through faith. So let us encourage each other on this journey towards heaven together and remind ourselves in God's kingdom, we're all welcome and we all have a place because he loves us so very much. So Jesus is sending out an invite to you today to follow me to heaven. So it's your response whether you're going to reply yes or are you going to ignore that invitation today? So let's respond yes today and be the best versions of ourselves that we can be.